Hey, good morning, everybody. The good Erev Shabbos. So the Mishnah and Avos that we're up to as we prepare for Matan Torah, and we're deeply engaged in the study of Pirkei Avos, is the teaching of Avtalion. Avtalion was the Av Beis Din during the period of Shmaya's Nesiyas. Hillel followed them. And like Shmaya, he was one of the Gerei Tzedek. And so this reinforces for us, first and foremost, one of the most critical and core principles of our faith, which is the meritocratic nature. Talmud Torah is the singular mitzvah, Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam, and the Rambam reminds us, yes, there's a crown of monarchy, and yes, there's the crown of priesthood, the Keter Kuna, and the Keter Malchus, but the Keser Torah is Ola Al Gabeyam. The greatest crown is the crown of Torah, and indeed, the crown of Torah is readily available. Number one. Number two, Avtalion, Bartanura explains that the name is a conjunction, Av l'Talia, Talia are children. So even though he was the Av Beis Din, he was very deeply involved. There weren't social service agencies at that time. He was completely involved and immersed in caring for children who were apparently left without protection. They're left without those to care for them. And so that was his name. That was the name that they gave him. And so he spoke about the need. And it's true of all people, as the Tosfos Yontif points out, but it's particularly true of Chachamim, Hizaharu B'divreichem. We have to be very careful what we say. And the cautionary tale is what we spoke about earlier in the chapter of Antignos Yishsocho, who encouraged everybody to sort of reach for the highest level of being an Ove Me'ava, to serve God, not for any ancillary, secondary, tertiary, mercenary purpose, but Altiu Kavadim HaMishamshim Etzarav HaMenasa Kavu Pras, or even more, Al-Minas Shalol Kabal Pras, specifically so that one isn't rewarded for its own sake, Lilam Temor Shamayim Aleichem. But Tzadok and Baitos, his students, took that and they distorted it as if there was no reward in this world. That was a very grave matter. And of course, the Tzadokim and Baitusim continued to wreak havoc, and they gave rise to the Karoim, the Karaites. So Chachamim Yisar V'Divreichem, Mishema Tachubu Chavaz Galos, V'Sigul Amakom Mayim Haraim, to go to places, as the Bartanura explains, where there aren't proper Talmidim, and unfortunately there are those who are looking deliberately to misconstrue, to misrepresent, to distort, and we have to be very careful of that. V'Yishtu Talmidim Abayim Acharecham V'Yamusu V'Nimsa Shem Shemayim Yischal, because it will lead to a Chol Hashem in one of two ways. The Perish HaMiyuchas, the Rashi, the commentary which is ascribed or attributed to Rashi, says how terrible it will be. People will see that all of these Talmidim who will die, unfortunately, because they've imbibed these deviant notions and ideologies, people will say, Zo Torah, Vezo Schara, and will lead them to reject. The other concern that the Bartanura explains is that the deviationist ideologies themselves will continue to be prevalent, and both of those are very damaging and very, very threatening. So Avtalion gave a specific warning to the Chacham. He said, because the spotlight is on you, there's an enormous amount of pressure, so don't say things in a way that's nishma l'treyanpin, that can be construed or interpreted in multiple ways. And that's why the Gemara B'sachem in the very beginning says a person has an absolute obligation to teach their Talmud Balashon Ktzara in as direct and terse a way as possible, with not one extra word, but also without one word too little, because it has to be the minimum amount, but the amount which is necessary and perfectly calibrated so that everything is absolutely clear, and there isn't any room, as best as we can as human beings, there isn't any room for misinterpretation that can itself lead to Nimtza Shem Shamayim Mischalo. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.